you get the impression from reading it that everything comes from this love. The whole, there's a whole passage I left out actually, but really describing how the whole path comes from this love. You get the impression of something much more than a simple emotion. As Sankarakshita says in one of his poems, this kind of love is the love that springs up in the emptiness when you are not there. So it's a kind of force, a power, free-floating, as it were, touching everything with bliss-bestowing hands, as the Zen saying has it. Whatever it touches, it affects a miraculous transformation. And, now we turn to Rumi, the great Sufi poet. He has some wonderful things to say about love. From love, bitter things become sweet. From love, copper becomes golden. From love, the dregs become pure. From love, pains become medicine. From love, the dead are made alive. From love, kings are made slaves. And of course, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to transform our experience through this love. But it begins where we are. It begins with us as we are. Whoever we are, we have some friendly feeling. And that's the beginning. That's the seed of this great love. You could even say, that even in the experience of ordinary friendly feeling, there is already some selflessness, some egolessness, some sense of the way things are. Already in a friendly feeling, there is, if you like, a self-transcendence, a leaving behind of self-centeredness, the beginnings of seeing things as they are, in just our very low-level feelings of friendliness. It's all there. So over the next days, what I want to do in these talks is actually look at each stage of the metta-bhavana. Just go right into each stage and see what we can sort of dig out of them. Tomorrow we'll look at ourselves, the first stage, and see how we get on with that. Anyway, let's stop there. So you've got discussion groups coming up. No doubt you'll want to introduce yourselves to one another to start off with in the groups. But use the groups to talk about metta, to talk about friendliness, to talk about love. What does it mean to you? How do you get on with the metta-bhavana practice? Do you even believe in the idea of love and friendliness and transforming oneself in this way? I mean, some people think, well, you love him, you don't love him. That's the end of it. And there you go. So anyway, I'll leave that to you to explore in the groups. Thank you.